Now we will have Milton and then Norgin and then Ahmad and Mikhail. They will tell us about the Neo Date Fix and a good solution to organize meetings. Thank you very much. The stage is yours.
Thank you. So I'm happy to see every one of you today here. As Jan presented, I'm Milton, and we're going to talk about NeoDateFix, or previously known as Matrix Meetings. It was the starting name of the project, but anyway, we'll start by talking a bit about who we are. Ahmad, yes? It's closer to okay. So we are four developers from Nordec. We've been doing software development specifically. Developing web applications on top of Matrix. We are doing this in the context of the OpenDesk Sovereign Workplace project for the German public sector. And we have built this suite of web applications that are embedded within Element, and I'll explain a bit about that more later. But yeah, we have NeoDateFix, which we'll present here today. We have NeoBoard, which is a real-time collaborative whiteboard, which is actually what you're seeing in this presentation. So we built these slides and are presenting with the NeoBoard. We also have voting polls, which is NeoChoice application that it's not spec-based, but I won't get into that. And also, if you were at a Fringe event last Friday, we were using the Barcamp application to manage the schedule and the speakers and the whole tracks there. So yeah, what is NeoDateFix? NeoDateFix is a web application that allows you to create meetings and video conferencing meetings, especially within a Matrix client using the Widget API. So currently, the only client that implements the Widget API is Element Web, so that's what we have to work with. It's a good thing. Yeah, what can we do with the application? We can create these meetings as meeting rooms, as I've said. The meeting rooms are created with the default widget layout. So we have the video conference widget expanded and front and center with other widgets that you can choose. Typically, it could be a whiteboard or some other widget that you want to previously set up. So you can pre-configure this for usability and quick action when you get into the meeting. We can schedule recurring and non-recurring meetings and see them in this calendar view that we'll show. It also supports creating breakout sessions. So if you have like larger meetings and want to create sub-meetings and split people between those meetings, you can do that. We also support users that don't have an account on the home server. So we'll bring them in, creating them as temporary guest users, and they'll join the meeting. And we can also integrate with third-party clients. So specifically in the OpenDesk project, there's OpenExchange, which is also a calendaring solution. And when you create a video conference call there, it will create a room, a meeting room in Element with everything set up for that call. And finally, all of this is fully accessible and with support for multi-language. Okay, so going to the widget part, if you're familiar with widgets, you sort of have an idea. If not, it's a way to embed web applications inside Element. It gives you access to the room events and room state events, and not much more, but that's the gist of it. And the way we have built our applications is we built this common layer, which we call the widget toolkit, that gives you like these, for example, a React component, which will inject the Widget API client into your React, and you can start using it without having to do that integration by yourself. It comes with Material UI components, so you can also have this consistent look and feel. You can change the theming, and it also comes with some mocking components for easier testing. And finally, it comes with a base Docker image that you can use to quickly deploy into your infrastructure, your widget, based on that. And finally, it's also not only a widget, but it's also a bot, because the Widget API only gives you access to your room data. We need to create the room meetings. We need to set up all of these accessory workflows that we then use the bot to perform these. It's built using Node, in TypeScript and the bot SDK, and an SJS package for the API that we expose. This is a broader overview. Now Mikhail will talk a bit more about the internals, how we are doing this.
Yep. Hello. Thanks, Milton. I'm Mikhail. I would like to continue with a high-level architecture of how it works. So we have this NeoDate fixed widget that is embedded in the Element web client. It just uses widget API with a toolkit to send and observe state events and call some other actions that widget API allows. That all gets passed through the Element client to the home server, and some of this goes to NeoDate fixed bot. So in NeoDate fixed bot, it looks for some particular message events of some particular types. And when they're received, it applies certain actions to the rooms. So besides having metrics API, NeoDate fixed bot, it also has this HTTP API that is used by, again, NeoDate fixed widget to provide widget lists and additional configurations that widget may need. And additionally, it provides the HTTP API to manage the meetings by external clients, as I was already said. Additionally to these components, we also developed several Element modules that simplifies a bit this setup and also adds some additional optional features, like, and this one, like lifecycle model, guest model, but these are optional. On another high-level way, so if user want to start with NeoDate fixed widget, it has to have some to create a room, and then he need to add invite bot to this room. Bot will auto accept the invite, and then user needs to grant moderation rights to this bot. As soon as it's done, bot adds a NeoDate fixed widget to the room, and user could see a widget there, see calendar, and create a first meeting. So he could create a single meeting or recurrent meetings. It all end up with one room for one meeting. But the meeting room is a special room. It has type net Nordic meetings meeting in M rooms create event. It also connects to the parent room, this calendar room, with M space child and M space parent events. So there is a one-to-many relationship with the meetings rooms. The meeting room has widgets, and of course it has some other state events that are related to the meeting. Within the meeting room, user could create a breakout session room, which also would be a separate room, but with its own breakout session type, and it also has a connection to the meeting room where it was created. So we use message events and state events, obviously, from the metrics, and we all the message events, they are prefixed with net Nordic meetings prefix, so they are the events that are sent by the widget. So just to manage the meetings, to create, change permissions, widgets, participants, tombstone the meeting, or send some messages. The state events are used to store the state of the meeting. Mostly there are metrics ones, but in addition, there is a net Nordic meetings metadata. It contains calendar information. Yeah, so and this is example of this calendar information from the meeting metadata event. So for the single meeting, it is a list of just one entry that has start and end fields with a date time stem together with a time zone. And so it's quite simple. And for recurring, in the case like it could be excluded dates and overrides, it has, besides recurrence rules, it is frequency daily interval one. It has excluded dates, so to exclude some particular dates from this recurrence, and as well it could have several overrides to change some particular occurrences of this recurrent meeting. Yeah, this is all regarding the slides, and I would like to hand over to Nurgin to show some of the features.